So far, I've been describing education as a product, and I've been arguing that to do so carries some risk for us as teachers, and indeed for the nature of education. I've suggested that three ideas in education, growth, autonomy, and freedom, whilst are in many respects a jolly good thing, are to some extent compromised when we start to see education only as being product orientated. What I want to do in this recording is turn our attention to a different way of thinking about how education exists. Education as encounter. From this perspective, education is understood as an existential experience, which is quite different from a developmental or transformational or acquisitive process. Now, to understand this, it's helpful to introduce the idea of encounter. This word refers to confrontation. It refers to the arrival of an adversary. The idea that a person arrives is crucial in understanding of education, and it gives rise to an idea about pedagogy which can be understood as the pedagogy of interruption. It's got rich potential in terms of reframing the ideas of growth, autonomy, and freedom. I'll talk about that a little later. In other words, I'm suggesting that education takes place when one person arrives into the world of another, often uninvited, and there is a kind of a summoning up of the student, a calling up of the student. Gert Biester associates this with the idea of subjectification. These are one of the three domains in which he suggests education functions. He writes, the domain of subjectification has to do with the interest of education in the subjectivity of those that we educate. It has to do with the emancipation and freedom and with the responsibility that comes from such freedom. In the educational encounter, the teacher arrives and also provides a rival to the student's sense of the world. The student has a sense of their completeness, or what we might describe as their indwelling. It's when the world to us is complete, perfect, and I carry that as an individual in order to maintain certainty. In TA terms, it's similar to the psychological frame of reference. To frame this more explicitly, the teacher occurs to the student, meaning that the teacher happens unexpectedly, interrupting the student's world, and in doing so brings a new aspect of the world to the student, provoking an engagement through which the student might experience themselves in a way as being active in the world, but without being at its centre. I don't mean by what the teacher brings being the curriculum. I'm meaning the teacher's self, their personhood, interrupts the world of the student. Now, I'm using the term "it might happen" because an educational encounter involves uncertainty. Now, this contrasts very sharply with the predictable nature of product-orientated or outcome-based education processes. For example, the humanistic educator might advocate that a student's personal growth can take many forms, and the progressive learning facilitator claims to be open-minded as to how a problem is to be solved. However, both set out with an outcome in mind. In true education, as I'm talking about it, encounters cannot be anticipated. There's no timetable for them, no curriculum model that can secure an encountered experience. Furthermore, and this is crucial, encounter takes place outside of any developmental time frame. The student appears as a person whole and readied here and now, whether they are 8 years old or 80, whether they are bound up in their script or not, whether they're ignorant or civilized, whether they're clumsy or clever. They are just here at 8 years old or 80, fully formed, ready, whole. Now, the implications of thinking of education as an encounter has got some implications for growth, autonomy and freedom. Now, I'm suggesting that being the educator now has implications in the sense that being the educator is more important than the doing of the educator. And that when we think about the business of freedom, for example, the idea is that the teacher risks, there's a risk in education, which Biesta refers to as the beautiful risk of education, because the teacher steps back from the student to allow the student in choosing how they want to be in the world. It's the notion of freedom. One is where I have my freedom to act. That is to bring my new self as a result of the interruption into the world. It's connected to the freedom of others to take initiative, to bring their beginnings into the world. Now, in an education sector that's increasingly subject to regulation, the education encounter is arguably a very creative and subversive concept for the teacher to have in mind. Not that it can be guaranteed or manufactured, but to be open and welcoming of its possibility. I'm suggesting that instead of growth, we think about, in other words, growth at all costs, we think about what is sufficient in the educational task. And instead of autonomy, we might think about homonymy, which is the act of collective growth, the tendency we have not towards self-actualization, but to be in relationship. So homonymy and emancipation and sufficiency might be three alternative words to the idea of freedom and of autonomy and growth. So these are perhaps more suitably placed within a culture and a planet that is increasingly subject to disconnection. And that the idea of encounter, of teachers interrupting the world of the student so the student can be free to consider how to be in such a place when they're not the centre of the world, is perhaps what the world needs most at this time. This is, if you like, education not as a way of going from A to B, but education orientated towards the idea of renewal.